Let's go now to the UK, where a resounding no vote this morning for Prime Minister Theresa May's amended Brexit deal has thrown the country into yet more uncertainty. MPs will now vote tomorrow on whether to leave the European Union with no deal at all, by far the most unpopular option. But with only 2 weeks until the Brexit deadline, other options are diminishing, as Sarah White explains.
The ayes to the right, 242. The noes to the left, 391.
Another day, another Brexit shambles. This is how it feels for Britons living through one of the most unstable eras of British politics. The latest vote this morning has propelled the United Kingdom much closer to the worst-case scenario, leaving the European Union with no deal. That could mean border checks are reintroduced, travel in and out of the UK made much more complicated, and manufacturing affected. Rebecca Smallridge works in finance and lives in London.
People are just fed up of just inconclusiveness, really. It's just, yeah, no one seems to know what's going on.
How's it been watching this unfold over the last few years?
Honestly, I just thought we'd come to a conclusion a lot sooner. I mean, I voted to stay. That's what I wanted to do. But I know a lot of people that voted to leave. Even if with this vote to leave, we do need to act upon it. We can't keep voting until we get the desired result. So I do think that it's just something we have to do now and get on with it.
The European Union is echoing that sentiment, urging the UK to just get on with it. Because if Brexit is delayed beyond the current March 29th deadline by extending what's called Article 50, things are going to get even more complicated. In that scenario, the EU would have to decide whether to allow the UK to vote in the European parliamentary elections in late May. The BBC's Adam Fleming explains.
No one wants to push the UK off the cliff. The EU does not want to take responsibility for there being no deal. So as far as they're concerned, the safety net is an extension of Article 50. Earlier this week, there was a discussion amongst EU ambassadors that perhaps an ideal end date for a short extension would be the 24th of May, because that would be the day after the UK would have taken part in elections for the European Parliament. Other people say you could wait until the 1st of July because the new MEPs don't take their seats here in Strasbourg until the 2nd of July. So the UK, having not taken part in those elections, wouldn't be a problem until then. Then you have others saying that perhaps the chaos in the UK could be potentially so bad they'd need a lot longer to sort themselves out.
With her voice failing her, Prime Minister Theresa May vowed to push on with Brexit no matter what.
I'm passionate about delivering the result of the referendum. But I equally passionately believe that the best way to do that is to leave in an orderly way with a deal.
Tomorrow, Mrs. May's leadership will again be tested with MPs vote whether to leave the EU with no deal, which would most definitely be a disorderly result.
Sarah White reporting.